We're back on this edition of SIP Northwest Live, presented by Alaska Airlines. Oregon wine flies free all summer and beyond. Visit alaskaair.com to learn more. Well, we're counting down to the Oregon wine experience, a little over 3 weeks away now in historic Jacksonville, Oregon. Hope to see you down there. Visit theoregonwineexperience.com to learn more about this spectacular event showcasing Southern Oregon wines, but this year they've opened it up to the entire state. We have 18 more wineries this year joining all of our friends in Southern Oregon for what is a tremendous week celebrating Southern Oregon and the entire state. We're going to tell you more about how you can get tickets in just a minute. First, though, one of the main events is, of course, the Founders Barrel Auction. And who better to tell us about that than the organizer of this great event, Liz Wan.
Hey, Liz, glad you could join us here to preview the big event. Now, this barrel auction is pretty spectacular. Tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, it's such an impressive event for Southern Oregon. And, you know, it is barrel auctions in general do tend to be that hallmark of just amazing wine events that are top of their game throughout the nation. Our Founders Barrel Auction is the only one of its kind in our area. And last year was its very first inaugural launch of such an event being held anywhere in our area. Yeah, so it's really spectacular in that we basically find all of these amazing lots of fruit grown by some of the best wine grape growers in our area. And we marry that with some of the most talented winemakers in our area. So they really become this very special art piece that's only created for just that one vintage, because chances of those stars aligning again are probably slim to none.
Boy, I like the way you're going with this, because Southern Oregon is so unique, and I think this region is coming into its own, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just in the last year to 2 years, we've had so many just consistently dropping very large, very nice, very generous, very amazing things happened with just some of the pieces that have been published in magazines like Wine Enthusiast and Sunset and the New York Times and really high caliber publications such as that.
Let's talk about the barrel auction. In particular, give us some specific items that our listeners will be able to bid on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's just under 10 different lots that we're currently working on for the big event. Some of the most exciting of which for me right now are we have Cuckoo's Nest Cellars. Winemaker Brian Wilson, who's probably one of the most heavily winningest winemakers in our area. He makes wines not only for his own brand, which is Cuckoo's Nest, but he's also the winemaker out at Forest Winery, a very well-known winery down here in Southern Oregon, specializing in Pinot Noir. And he's actually partnering up with Pearl Family Vineyards. Andy Pearl and his lovely lady Peggy grow some of the most amazing fruit along the Applegate River and in other parts of the western side of the Southern Oregon wine region. And together they're going to do this lot. And that's kind of what I was talking about earlier, Brian, is that, you know, a lot of barrel auctions sometimes can just feature, you know, older lots or special lots from one specific winery. I think one of the really unique things about what we're doing with our Founders Barrel Auction is the fact that we're actually taking that one step farther. And we're going to these winemakers and wine grape growers and saying, okay, what do you do? And what do you grow that's amazing? And then making those matches that may never happen again. In addition to that, we also have Danson Vineyards, Irvine Family Vineyards, Namas Family Vineyards, all donating lots. We have another winemaker, wine grape grower comparison with Sliced On Ranch and Michael Moore with Quail Run Vineyards. Roxy Ann Winery is participating, Sarah Vineyards is participating, Schmidt Family Vineyards, and Stone Griffin Vineyards are all participating.
All the big names in Southern Oregon. We're going to hear from one of our friends at Irvine Vineyards coming up in just a bit here. But really, you have spared no expense in putting this barrel auction together. I mean, what a lineup.
It is really an incredible lineup. And, you know, when you take a look at some of those names a little bit more carefully, what you'll find is that, you know, these are some of the most talented wineries and wine grape growers in our area. And these aren't people that have any issues depleting their stock of goods. So for them to step up and donate to the cause is just a great show of the Southern Oregon spirit and how we take care of our own community.
Well, and speaking of community, this is for a great cause, the Asante Foundation. We're going to talk more about that in about 30 minutes here on SIP Northwest Live. But this event in and of itself, I mean, we touched on this, what a big event it is. But I mean, really, this is the event of not only the summer, I think, but really the entire year in Southern Oregon. And what's exciting this year is you're bringing in wineries from all across the state, right?
Absolutely. And that has been so much fun. As one of the committee members on the Oregon Wine Competition Committee, it's been great working with some of our Willamette counterparts, as well as some of our counterparts from the center part of the state, whom, you know, have for many years admired, if not purchased and used, Southern Oregon fruit in their labels and brands. But to get them down here to just showcase kind of what we do and see what they do with the fruit from their area and how those two examples compare and contrast, you know, because ultimately at the end of the day, it's all about colors of the rainbows to paint with in wine. And the more options we have within the state, the more celebrated the wine from across the state will be received, I feel.
No doubt about it. Well, I love your enthusiasm and everybody we've talked to and, you know, down in Southern Oregon at least 2-3 times a year. Really looking forward to this event. I know we're going to put up some big numbers, I think. What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. Last year, we were very impressed with the numbers that we were able to garner. You know, we were hoping for a fairly big number and to have exceeded it, as well as drop our actual operating costs. Was just hats off to the Asante team and the partnership within the Southern Oregon Wineries and Asante and Children's Miracle Network, because together those stars aligning have really impacted our whole region and all of the children within it.
Well, Liz, congratulations in advance on the job you've done helping put this event together. We're looking forward to it. Best of luck and have a great event.
Thank you so much, Brian. We'll do it. And we're looking forward to seeing all of y'all out there.
Well, Liz Wan doing a fantastic job bringing this year's barrel auction together for the Oregon Wine Experience. We'll tell you more about this event coming up next on SIP Northwest Live.